Harry stuck his head out of the door and looked around cautiously. The baby-headed Death Eater was screaming and banging into things, toppling grandfather clocks and overturning desks, bawling and confused. While the glass cabinet that Harry now suspected had contained time turners continued to fall, shatter, and repair itself on the wall behind them.
"He's never going to notice us," he whispered. "Come on, keep close behind me."
They crept out of the office and back toward the door into the black hallway, which now seemed completely deserted. They walked a few steps forward, Neville tottering slightly due to Hermione's weight. The door of the time room swung shut behind them, and the walls began to rotate once more. The recent blow on the back of Harry's head seemed to have unsteadied him. He narrowed his eyes, swaying slightly, until the walls stopped moving again. With a sinking heart, Harry saw that Hermione's fiery crosses had faded from the doors.
"So which way do you reckon?"
But before they could make a decision as to which way to try, a door to their right sprang open, and three people fell out of it.
"Ron!" croaked Harry, dashing toward them. "Ginny! Are you all—"
"Harry!"
said Ron, giggling weakly, lurching forward, seizing the front of Harry's robes, and gazing at him with unfocused eyes.
"There you are! Ha ha ha! You look funny, Harry. You're all messed up."
Ron's face was very white, and something dark was trickling from the corner of his mouth. Next moment his knees had given way, but he still clutched the front of Harry's robes so that Harry was pulled into a kind of bow.
"Ginny?" Harry said fearfully. "What happened?"
But Ginny shook her head and slid down the wall into a sitting position, panting and holding her ankle.
"I think her ankle's broken. I heard something crack,"
whispered Luna, who was bending over her and who alone seemed to be unhurt.
"Four of them chased us into a dark room full of planets. It was a very odd place. Some of the time we were just floating in the dark."
"Harry, we saw Uranus up close," said Ron, still giggling feebly. "Get it, Harry? We saw Uranus. Ha ha ha."
A bubble of blood grew at the corner of Ron's mouth and burst.
"Anyway, one of them grabbed Ginny's foot. I used the reductor curse and blew up Pluto in his face, but—"
Luna gestured hopelessly at Ginny, who was breathing in a very shallow way, her eyes still closed.
"And what about Ron?" said Harry fearfully, as Ron continued to giggle, still hanging off the front of Harry's robes.
"I don't know what they hit him with," said Luna sadly, "but he's gone a bit funny. I could hardly get him along at all."
"Harry,"
said Ron, pulling Harry's ear down to his mouth and still giggling weakly.
"You know who this girl is, Harry. She's loony, loony Lovegood. Ha ha."
"We've got to get out of here," said Harry firmly.
"Luna, can you help Ginny?"
"Yes,"
said Luna, sticking her wand behind her ear for safekeeping, putting an arm around Ginny's waist and pulling her up.
"It's only my ankle. I can do it myself,"
said Ginny impatiently, but next moment she had collapsed sideways and grabbed Luna for support. Harry pulled Ron's arm over his shoulder just as, so many months ago, he had pulled Dudley's. He looked around. They had a 1 in 12 chance of getting the exit right the first time. He heaved Ron toward a door. They were within a few feet of it when another door across the hall burst open and three Death Eaters sped into the hall, led by Bellatrix Lestrange.
"There they are!"
she shrieked. Stunning spells shot across the room. Harry smashed his way through the door ahead, flung Ron unceremoniously from him, and ducked back to help Neville in with Hermione. They were all over the threshold just in time to slam the door against Bellatrix.
"Colloportus!"
shouted Harry, and he heard three bodies slam into the door on the other side.
"It doesn't matter," said a man's voice. "There are other ways in. We've got them. They're here."
Harry spun around. They were back in the brain room, and, sure enough, there were doors all around the walls. He could hear footsteps in the hall behind them as more Death Eaters came running to join the first.
"Luna, Neville, help me!"
The three of them tore around the room, sealing the doors as they went. Harry crashed into a table and rolled over the top of it in his haste to reach the next door.
"Colloportus!"